Stephen Shaw served in the Navy and now attends the University of Colorado Boulder, where he's majoring in biology. He says he voted for the president in 2008 and 2012, but says he's become a less enthusiastic supporter over the years.
He had a huge supermajority, basically, with the Senate and the House, and I feel like he wasted his first 2 years, probably killed a lot of Democratic momentum, lost the House. He could have gotten more than just the Affordable Care Act done his first 2 years. He could have made good on a lot of his other promises.
Shaw is exactly the type of young voter groups like Generation Opportunity are targeting.
You know, Obamacare puts a massive amount of burden on my generation because we're paying for older, sicker, and often richer Americans.
Jonathan Lockwood is the state director for the nonprofit pro-freedom advocacy group. Generation Opportunity's been operating an office in Colorado since July.
We're the first generation in our country to be handed a worse future than previous generations.
While the group is independent, it most frequently aligns with Republicans. So far, they've spent more than $1 million on ads against Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Udall.
Washington politicians, like Senator Mark Udall, have a spending problem. They're wasting money they don't have.
I told you we can't afford that.
And sticking our generation with the bill.
And they're not the only organization targeting the 18 to 34-year-old vote. Next Gen Climate Colorado supports Udall and is focusing its ads on environmental issues against Republican Cory Gardner.
He thinks he knows better than the scientists, NASA, and the U.S. military on climate change, and thinks government should decide who can and cannot marry. He led an 8-year crusade that had outlawed birth control.
Abby Lieber works for the group. She says they've spent $3 million in ads so far this election cycle.
Senator Udall, we've seen time and time again that he's a green energy advocate, and he's definitely the type of person we need in the Senate.
But are these messages resonating with the intended demographic? Daniel Amodovar calls himself a super senior and is majoring in operations management at CU. He says he likes the environmental message, but says he's not pleased with either political party.
Well, the largest issue is probably global warming and the fact that most politicians seem to either ignore or just don't care about it when the decisions they make affect all of us that are going to be actually in the world. And if they don't care about our future, why should I care about them?
University of Colorado junior Megan Garrison is majoring in chemical engineering and says women's issues drive her vote.
I think I hear a lot of sort of ignorance from some people, and so I'm concerned about our politicians being ignorant about what women's rights are and what they need and how they feel.
Both Generation Opportunity and Generation Climate Action say many young voters feel disenfranchised. The groups are visiting college campuses to try and reach these voters. Leeper with Climate Action says she wants millennials to realize their voices do matter.
We're getting out there and we're talking to people about how you can make a difference, especially in this election cycle.
In the end, it may be tough to mobilize this demographic. Senior Costa Raptis is the first in his family to go to college. He says he doesn't think the Senate race or midterm elections are on most students' radars.
The presidential election in Colorado is pretty heated. A lot of people pay attention to it. A lot of people watching the debates, that kind of thing. But as far as the Senate goes, I think it's hugely, like, the student body is hugely unaware.
Raptis is unaffiliated and says he didn't vote for President Obama. He says he does plan to vote this fall, but still needs to learn more about the candidates before making a decision. And it's safe to say there will be no shortage of people trying to educate voters like Raptis as groups on both sides try to court the coveted millennial vote. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.